Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. In January, Bob Stallman will end a 16-year run as president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, the nation's largest general farm organization. I had the opportunity to recently talk with Bob about his 16 years as president of the AFBF.
Well, if someone would have told me 30 years ago when I was a rubber boot wearing, a shovel carrying young rice farmer out there in the mud and fighting the mosquitoes that I would ever have had an office overlooking our nation's capital and be working at the level I am, I would have told them they were crazy. But things happen, and this has been a fantastic 16 years serving as president of this organization. First, it's a great organization. Secondly, our members are fantastic, and the opportunity to work with them across this country has been phenomenal. And also the experience in working with elected leaders and appointed leaders, I mean up to heads of state. And it's been an incredible experience. I think we've done some good things. The organization is positioned well to move forward. We have leaders willing to step up and take this position. So I think the time is right to step down and let somebody else take the reins.
Maybe a good example of heads of state. Recently, you were positioned right next to the president during a round table of discussion. Even the Democratic administration recognizing what Farm Bureau is about.
Well, and I've actually, some friends back home have commented on that, I might add, but the truth is that was a session about agriculture's position and influence with respect to TPP and trade, very important for U.S. agriculture, and I tell people, you know, we as an organization, American Farm Bureau, works with whoever gets elected. We have to. You know, we work on policy. We try to stay out of the politics. You know, the political dynamics in this country I don't think are really good, but we have to continue to work on policies. In this case, we're working with the administration to try to pass TPP. So, you know, it's just another example of what we do.
Bob Stallman, who, as he alluded to, rice farmer, cattle producer from southeastern Texas, president for several years of the Texas Farm Bureau, and for the last 16 years, president of the American Farm Bureau. He ends that 16-year run this coming January at their annual meeting in Orlando. Enlist Duo, marketed by Dow AgroSciences, under fire. In fact, EPA saying they may pull the label. They're going to relook at the science regarding synergistic nature of the two key product or ingredients of Enlist Duo, 2,4-D and glyphosate. Now, as far as Dow AgroSciences is concerned, their president, CEO, says, "We believe the questions that have been raised about the potential synergy between 2,4-D and glyphosate can be promptly resolved in the next few months in time for the 2016 crop use season." Tim Hassinger says that it's possible we could see some changes to use conditions on the existing label, but he believes at the end of the day, Enlist Duo will stay on the market. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 34th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl competition. It's Saturday, December 5th at noon at Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 80 breeding-age bulls plus a few select females, limousine and limb flex. For more information and sale day phone, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. Or view the catalog at www.americancattleservices.com.
That's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.